Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Waking up fresh, that's Kodak. Killing these niggas, you know that. Real street nigga, you know that. Real street nigga, you know that.
DJ Esco.
I think 56 nights crazy. I think 56 nights crazy. I think me and Yes go crazy. I think me and Youngs go crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I did 56 bras on the European tour and they was all crazy. I took 56 bars all in 1 month, nigga, and I'm still drinking. I can still see the scar on the nigga hand, man, shit real crazy. I've been taking these models, still nothing off, cause a nigga too faded. I've been laying low key inside a nigga vault, money is my motivation. Money keep a nigga motivated, Molly keep a nigga motivated. Percocets keep a motivated, good drink keep a nigga motivated. Blurred tales in my conversation, talk a lot of fans and we conversate. I was on my way to Wright Street in the paddy wagon and it had me numb. The pain from the slums had me numb. Tryna sell some dope and eat caviar. Got the passport in Saudi Arabia. We been flossing in medallions. We ain't nothing but some Taliban. I pull up right now and embarrass you. I just been hanging with savages. Lately I been hanging around with my savages. I go on the block and 100. I go on the bluff as 100. I done did enough in the jungle.
Yo, who we got on?
Can you hear me?
Cody's on. Who's on there?
Sam Davis.
I know who that is. That's Sam.
No, Sam Deasy in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
I knew it.
How's not much, man. I thought I'd call in before I get to work. See what's going on.
Hey, Sam, you got a lot of women, bro. What you be doing out there in Australia?
Oh,
keep a bad
yeah.
one on Facebook.
Having fun, bro. You know how it is.
You got some game? You spitting game to him?
He's like, hey, girl, look at this. Hey, girl, look at this table and awesome video.
Yeah.
Videographer. Yo, Sam stays. Sam stays with like a bad 16-year-old, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sam got him in Australia.
Oh, shit.
We need to have a MLG, NGA weekend somewhere one time, man. And just roast him.
Okay.
Sam ain't going to be able to come, though. He got to, Sam got to fly with his parents.
Huh?
I said Sam got to fly with his parents.
Sam's in college now, bro.
For real?
He's going up in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nearly 20.
Damn.
You
starting to get
this
on the internet
up.
Yet? For real, man.
What's that?
Do you have your own internet yet?
Huh. it's getting
Sam,
better.
You still... Sam, are you still living at home or are you living at the college?
Nah, I'm at home. The college is like 5 minutes away.
Oh, okay. Hey, save that money, man.
Hey, Sam, you be keeping an eye on MLG?
Yeah, I look at the page probably like once a day. Let's see if there's any funny memes.
Yeah, man, our league is competitive right now, bro.
Yeah, see how JFC goes this season.
Yeah, there was like 11 playoff relevant games in week 17. It's just crazy.
Oh, shit. Who's going
to
win
it? I got to win it, though, man. Like, I'm to the point to where I have to win it because it's been too long. I got niggas talking shit. I got B-Dot calling in talking shit. And... I was drunk, so I freestyle battled him and forgot that he was a fucking battle rapper and got my ass 3-0'd. I just didn't have a good night last show, but, you know, I'm going to bounce back. I'm trying to win it all, man. I'm trying to win it all.
I remember when I was a kid,
bro.
And you were good back in the day.
You remember what?
Back when I was a kid and you were good.
Hey, shut up, man. Chill that shit out, bro. What the hell, shit, man? How you gonna kick a man when he's down?
We've had two guest callers that's not even an MLG anymore calling in the past 2 weeks and talk shit to Ron.
Right. I'm gonna tell you what it is, bro. I'm still just as good as I was back in the day, but the problem is that users used to dominate the game, and certain things used to dominate the game, and customs came in, and it's been a lot more parity since then. I always play good ball, though. I don't suck, but I got to get back to that top tier level. That's where I'm winning.
Oh, speaking of customs, I had this idea. What if we tried this out maybe next season? It's up to the league. I'll put it up to a vote and see what everybody thinks. But I was thinking making a document, have everybody post what stock playbook they want to run with, and then allow them to set custom audibles for that stock playbook, but they can't add or take anything out. They have to run that stock playbook, but they get their audibles. So at least a little bit more sim. It's just an idea. You'd have to police. No, I mean we'd have to require every game to be streamed, and everyone would see before. You would have to name your playbook like stock Chiefs or stock whatever, and then you'd have to make sure like everybody knows what's in what playbook. If you're coming out in strong close, that's only on in a couple of playbooks. So if you're not running those couple of playbooks, you know, then we know you're fucked up.
It's just
if you're coming out running like bunch quads, we know you got to be running like one of two playbooks.
Everybody knows like it's tough with custom because it just takes the bar between being skilled and not being skilled, and it raises it way up to where everyone's almost decent because everyone knows what works, and it's kind of boring that way. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, the problem is that, I mean, people just fill playbooks with just nothing but, you know, money plays and shit. And that's what a stock playbook with audibles would alleviate. But it would give you enough flexibility with your audibles that you could still, you know, run a game plan.
Yeah.
Because stock playbooks without audibles are impossible.
What was really dope, though, like when I lost to the Vikings I was salty, but it was kind of dope because I was running no huddle the second half, and he got a long interception return, and my offense was tired for the rest of the game. Like, I thought that was pretty realistic. Like, I couldn't block anybody. Everyone was tired for the entire rest of the game. But, I mean, if you run no huddle and, you know, you got linemen running 60 yards to catch an interception, it kind of should be that way. But...
Yeah, that's what happens when you turn down stamina a little bit. We adjust the stamina that one time. That's what causes that. I'll notice that half because if my offense is on the field a lot, I'll notice that half of my offense ain't even on the field by the third quarter. Like I got backup linemen, backup wide receivers, all sorts of shit.
So we got to get these playoff matchups set, bro. So the buys and the NFC are going to be TB, right? He got one locked up.
TB and Roger, I think.
Yeah, I think they have the two buys. And then the wild card teams are going to be me, the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles. The Eagles playing good ball.
Who else?
I'm not sure.
I think there's a playing game. All right, so here's how it looks right now. It's going to be Saints, Vikings bye, Cowboys, Rams, Eagles,
Cowboys,
Packers. That's a tough – dude, I don't want to hear nothing about AFC being over NFC with that. That's crazy.
Well, what's crazy is that, so Pink, the Jaguars, he just beat me, and he just beat JSB today. He just beat the Cowboys today. and he's not even making the playoffs in the AFC.
Yeah, but our six playoff teams are better than yours.
Who we got?
Now
we got
I'm not
me.
Yeah.
We got me, Eduardo, Larry. No, Tank's not in it. It's Larry.
Who's the Colts?
Yeah, it's Tank. Tank Kite actually had a really good season. He beat a lot of good people this
year. That's what I
said. He almost beat me.
Is Tank the Colts?
Yeah, Tank is. My bad.
That's what I said. Yeah, Tank. Yeah, Tank is in. The Steelers are in. Who's the Steelers?
Ganeen.
That's Greg. Greg has it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The NFC is better. Because y'all pussy ass want to send Roger over to our side. It was already better. Like, me, JSD, and TB account for, like, 75% of the Super Bowls in our league. So you got me and JSD in the damn wild card. You and Larry ain't won a motherfucking thing. Tank ain't won shit. Ganeem ain't won shit. EA is the only dude in the AFC that's won a Super Bowl that's in the playoffs.
Yeah. I've been to a couple.
So that's
one in EA. I'm winning this year.
Yeah,
though.
That's what I'm saying. So EA is the only dude that is in. If you look at the NFC, that shit is crazy, bro. Because y'all shit Roger over, like, the AFC is so much better. This nigga finna make some noise. He probably gonna win a game or two.
I mean, the problem with the AFC right now is, like I said, Tink should be in the playoffs, but for some reason, I don't know if it was, like, sim losses or some shit. I mean, because Tink beat a lot of good people
yeah,
at the end of the season
though.
Here, but... I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm guessing it was like Sam or forced losses or some shit, like AP game. I don't know. But there's no way he shouldn't be in the playoffs. Skill level-wise and that roster-wise, he definitely should be in the playoffs. Like I said, he just beat me. He gave me my second loss, and he just beat JSD.
Like, when Mav left the AFC, there is no way y'all should have shit Roger over to the NFC.
Well, Mav left the AFC. Mav left the AFC after Roger was shipped over.
Yeah, but you know that boy done been tapped out, bro. The AFC is kind of like y'all got the regular season beast because we already know that JSD, me, guys like that in the wild card. Like it's probably gonna be like me and JSD in the wild card, bro.
But I think AFC is going to be a bit distracted by his newfound love.
What?
Probably. What did he say? He said JSD is
in
my love.
He's going to be distracted by his woman. He's pretty infatuated. I'm not sure if you guys have noticed.
Yeah, JSD been on some other shit lately.
Yeah.
He in love.
Yeah.
That's one word for it.
he ain't got them killer instincts anymore. On the sticks.
I think it's gonna be good, but like I don't know. This is probably the toughest group of NFC playoff squads that I've ever seen, bro.
Last year,
but Ron, just play like you did when you were 30, and you'll be all right.
Get your little ass up out of here, bro. Go watch DuckTales or something, man. Get your ass up out of here, man.
Hell no. Hello?
Yo,
who's that?
Yo, what's up? This is Saeed. This guy, the man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Is the playoffs brackets already set?
I think we know who's going to be in it.
I think the AFC is definitely set.
Man, fuck the playoffs.
Dean, what team are you? Are you the Falcons?
You yeah, he's the Falcons.
Why are we waiting for your game?
I've been lost.
Oh, shit. What are we waiting on for events?
game was over like 23 minutes ago.
Oh, so that was the last game?
I believe so.
Damn. Well, someone needs to advance. I can advance so we can see these matchups unless there's any other games.
Let me double check.
I'm checking right now, too.
So we're waiting on
Kevin Bradley right now. Yeah. He's playing right now. TBC is playing right now. So we should be advancing soon.
He has to win to do what, though?
Yeah, he's 30 minutes in.
His game has no bearing, though.
He's a playoff team. I don't know if that has any bearing on the seeding.
It has none because the Cowboys already won that division, right? No, JSD lost today, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. JSD got beat by Tink today.
Oh. But who won between Dallas and Philly? Because if Dallas beat Philly, it don't matter. Well, it's going to be a wild card game regardless. The bye's already set, so it really didn't matter in the grand scheme, but we can wait.
Yeah, I mean, he's already started it, might as well. Cowboys beat him 41-17. So JSD beat him 41-17, and then 20-17. That were their two matchups.
Yeah, it's already done. We didn't have to wait for that game. So it's going to be the one wild card seed is going to be. It don't matter. The wild card games in the NFC are going to be crazy. It's going to be me, JSD.
Oh, Saeed.
Kevin. Me, JSD, Kevin, and Saeed.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Y'all, AFC is so doo-doo.
Yeah, Edgardo. I think Edgardo's in. And I think he's going to be in the wild card versus Larry. So that's going to be a tough matchup.
He's going to beat Larry's dumb ass. Larry don't do shit in the playoffs, but get rattled and start whining and forget that he's playing Madden.
You know, be Gunnina,
I'm telling you, dude, there's a difference
Gunnina.
Between, like, the dudes that win Super Bowls, they play composed and don't turn the ball over. That's it. They don't really drift from what they do, and they turn up at the end of the game. They're hard to put away. That's why Larry, like, he be getting so rattled. It's going to be hard for him to beat EA, dude. It's going to be very hard for him to beat EA.
I think it'll be a good matchup. Larry plays pretty good defense usually, so.
Yeah, but Larry, you know, a lot of people in the league don't understand is, like, when Larry's in the middle of a game, if he sees some crazy shit, he loses all logic. Like, he basically taps out. He'll start running shit he know don't work and, you know, be making bad reads.
City's bringing back Andrew Luck for the playoffs. He's been starting Kaepernick a few weeks. I think Andrew Luck's actually hurt.
He'd be in his head doing, like, a calculation of what's fair in the game. Like, I dropped 3 picks, you dropped 2, I got a holding call, this isn't right. Let me call the developers. Like, he be tripping, bro. Hey, DM, how are you 7-8 though? Did you end up 8-8?
Nah, I just lost to Greg.
Damn.
Quarterback.
What you been doing, bro?
8 weeks. I ain't have my starting quarterback.
Like you have won. You beat me. You put me out the playoffs like second season.
Fucking EJ Manuel threw 3 picks.
Damn.
I feel like if I'm down,
you struggle,
I feel like I can come back from almost any score.
Cody done came back all season, bro. I think I've seen like 3 of his games. He was down by like 17, like 10, and like 3. Came back and won all of them. Easy. that shit ain't going to happen in the playoffs. Like, that's the thing in the AFC. You ain't going to be that battle-tested, though. The only team, like, that's battle-tested that's won a Super Bowl is EA. Unless you play him, you might fuck around.
What do you mean? I've been in the playoffs every year. I've been in the playoffs every year playing tough guys. Plus, my schedule's been tough almost every season. This season, it was all right this season. Like, I beat Mav this year. I beat a few other people that are pretty good.
Playoffs is a different. Playoffs is like a different season, dude. Completely different.
Tank may surprise some people, dude. He was pretty solid.
People like, my problem in the playoffs is I'll be psyching myself out. I'll be trying to run crazy shit. Like, you just got to play your game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, when I lost to DM, like, DM can vouch, like, that one year I lost to him, he was probably like, he probably didn't know who he was playing against. Because I was trying to do so much different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he knows some other shit.
Yeah, you just got to do what you do.
He was looking like he was labbing some shit.
Cody does the best job of doing him. He does him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't going to lie, like, it was in that league, MSL. There was this one dude that was winning hella Super Bowls. He just did him, like, year after year. He ain't running nothing new. What he does run, he runs well. And, like, he ain't really trying to try too much new shit. That's the best way to do it, though, because the plays you've been running, you run them well. That's why Cody's going to be a tough out, though.
Yeah, I got to get back on the
rather play Cody. Like, Cody, if you make it to the Super Bowl, I'd rather play you than play JSD in the wild card round.
That's only because you know what I'm going to call, like, with him.
Not really, because JSD knows how to turn up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be a pushover, but I don't think right now, I don't know. I don't think there's many people that can beat me, to be honest.
You got a good team, too. Man, I'm still mad about some of these trades I made. I'm going to get my ass fucked up all season.
The only person I'm, like, kind of worried about would be Edgardo, just because his crazy-ass passing concept he has. But he talking about he just built a new playbook for the playoffs, so I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go.
That's going to be bad. That's what I do every year before the playoffs. Make a new playbook, get my dumb ass killed. Try to reinvent the damn wheel.
Ron be like a week before the playoffs start. He's like, hey, I'm loving this new shit right here. It's going to be crazy. He's like...
For those of y'all that watch my stream... Y'all probably got to be like, what is this nigga doing? Like, to me, Madden is only fun when you try new shit. So, like,
I literally add a new formation every couple of weeks.
I just have very few plays that I be trying new shit. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to do that. Every time it comes playoff time, I always try some new shit. This year, I'm keeping it very vanilla. Just do me. That's it. I ain't making no crazy reads. It's going to be very basic. Get my dumb ass killed again.
I watched that game against you and Roger. That shit was pretty close for most of the game.
Yeah, but like I was saying, what happened towards the end, it always comes down, like when two good players play, like, when I've lost to TB or Roger, it always comes down to, like, them making a play in coverage, like a jump ball on a big third down with, like, Mike Evans or something. Or, like, JSD had a few stops. I'm sorry, TB had a few stops the last time I played him where he was getting, like, three-man untouched pressure. You know what I'm saying? On a big third down. So it's, like,
Third and long stops. Like, for some reason, third and long is, like, been crazy for me lately. Like, people keep completing, like, in coverage crazy ass passes and just keeping the ball all the whole game because they're just converting on every third and long. Third and longs, I mean, if you can get off the field,
I mean, those should be like money. If you can get them third and long, that should be money. Like, you should be able to get off the field and get the ball. But
I mean, literally, like, what's good about, like, why DM is always very tough to play is because he plays like the real NFL does. It's like, in real football, is low risk and great defense. Like, if you win the turnover battle, you're going to win every game in our league, in a real football, too. So, third and long, he probably going to throw a screen or run the ball and punt it. You know what I'm saying? Versus me, I'm going to try to throw a post in between three people and get picked. So, it's like, it's a difference.
Oh, shit. I got to get my down.
It's a difference.
My float passing down, man. Like, I've had wide open receivers on, like, a post or some shit, and then a linebacker will end up jumping it because I don't float it enough. But it'll just be wide open. So I'll be holding it down instead of floating it.
Hey, you know what? I feel like if you play boring, like, if you literally do not try to have fun playing the game and try to lab and be innovative and be a genius, you'll probably win every game in this league just by running the ball and getting picks. I swear to God, like that, and that's why DM always gave me trouble. And I feel like TB plays that way a lot too. Like, I be trying to have fun when I play and be a genius and shit, and I'm getting my dumb ass killed. Like, if you don't turn the ball over and punt it, you're gonna win because your opponent is gonna be doing the same thing as I've been trying to do. You're going to get two picks, probably get 10 points out of that, maybe get one more stop and punt the ball the rest of the game. Maybe earn one drop. You know what I'm saying?
My least favorite shit is somebody done blitz the whole game. Like, they just sit back and coverage shit.
I hate that shit.
You got to find a way to make them pay. It's hard to find a way to make them pay on this game.
Yeah, it is.
The problem is this: if you line up in I tight, right, with two tight ends balanced, and then someone comes out in quarters, the further back those backers are, sometimes the harder it is to block them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
You feel me?
Hey,
you
I don't know.
So
if
that,
you
that's
noticed,
why.
But to me, a lot when you run play action a lot. Those linemen go downfield and block. They're like 6 or 7 yards downfield. And if you're playing defense, like especially if you're playing with like a middle linebacker, it really opens up a ton of holes in coverage. I don't know if you guys have been having that same issue, but that's one of the things that I like but hate about play action. I mean, obviously if you're on the offensive side of it, it's good to have. But if you're on defensive side of it, you really got to step your linebacker back 7 to 8 yards to make sure he doesn't get sucked in. To the gameplay, you know.
That's realistic, though.
You won't see a lineman go block 7 yards down the field on play action.
No, I'm talking about on play action. First of all, if you're a user free safety, you can see it coming from a mile away. That's already a problem.
I'm talking about the linebacker, though. If you play like with
linebackers. I'm just saying, but yeah. Linebackers in real life, if you run play action. You don't have to block them. They're flying up. You know what I'm saying? If you've been running the ball, mm-hmm. So play action has always been a lot less effective on the game than it is in real life. But linemen should never go that far downfield to block. I agree
watch
with you
it.
On that.
Watch it the next time you play a game, and the reason I know this is because I play with my middle linebackers a lot, where I have my linebacker lined up at 5 yards. And as soon as the ball is snapped, it's like the animation mm-hmm. takes over and automatically draws them to the lineman. And if you let's say you line up a couple yards back, you'll see that lineman actually go upfield to try and block that linebacker.
Yeah. Still, the run game is broken because I don't know if you noticed this, but like. I think I said this on the last show. It's very hard to run outside. Every pulling block is a push, and they did that so that the strong power would not be as effective. Yeah. So, like, if your guard is pulling and there's a corner, he's going to push him. Then you're going to block him. You know what I'm saying? So you're almost timing who's gonna get shoved and when, as opposed to like I have a 93 block fullback that gets his ass beat on the stretch because he's pushing people.
Yeah.
So that should be a pancake.
That's one of the biggest runs in the NFL is like the stretch, the outside stretch, and like it just is so broken on this game.
It is.
You see that shit every Sunday, like you see the outside stretch run every Sunday, but that shit is so broken on here. It makes no sense. You can get it, but it makes no sense when you get it. Like, makes no sense whatsoever. Just random. Random shit happens.
You have to literally, like, you have to cut it back every time in most formats.
Yeah. Cut it back or somehow elude the defensive end that's just wide, that's just fucking right on you. Or linebacker that's just right on you by the time you get the ball. Because of that push ball.
Who we got on the phone right now? Is EA on?
No, we got Saeed and...
So I'm on here. Saeed
EA was on.
Nah, he ain't on here, I don't think.
Yo, DM, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
My bad about that Super Bowl party, bro. I know you...
Hey. You're good, bro.
All right, man.
I'm just trying to get away,
my boy. When you walked back then, were they like, what the hell you doing back here?
Nah, I mean, I kept it funky. I was like, yeah, I was just playing. Like, I forgot something.
What happened, man? You got to tell the story now.
Hey, so the night of the Super Bowl, DM was like, yeah, I'm looking for a party, a Super Bowl party to watch the game. And I was like, yo, come through. You know, I got my boy, you know, I'm at my boy's crib. If he's cool with having you over, like, I'm down. And I kind of thought he posted it on Facebook. I didn't know he was really that serious. And so I come back on Facebook, and he's like, yeah, I'm on the way. Send the address. And by that time, he had already left the crib, and he had basically, like, I guess he had dissed the other party and shit. And then things ended up happening where he couldn't come through anymore. So it kind of sent him back home, kind of put him in an awkward position. So I was like, yo, my bad. But I didn't know he was back in Jersey.
What part of Jersey are you in, Saeed?
I'm in Bloomfield. I'm right. Be honest with you, I'm right by EA. I'm like right outside of Newark.
Is it true what they say about EA?
What's that?
That he sells drugs and does perms.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yo, he don't sell no drugs, man.
Y'all be lying for your boy, man. That's fucked up. I appreciate it, actually. The fans might be
real
listening.
Real talk. EA is a... If y'all know EA is a vet, he's an old vet. And he work in a shop, but they just buy gold. Like, that's all he fucking do. I do the same shit. Like, people bring their gold in, you give them a price, that's it. So he can play games and whatever he want to do all day, because that's his job. It's a chill job.
Mm-hmm. I got to be covering up that boy. Y'all be covering for that boy, man.
The party, it wasn't even no party that I had left. It was basically just the Super Bowl at my my baby mother house. Well, parents and shit. I didn't want to do that. So I was trying to leave. Like.
Also, DM popped up and your boys was like, who is this nigga?
Nah,
he was about to
get that far.
He was about to.
I was on the road, and he said I had to bring something. I'm cute funky. He said I had to bring something, and I ain't have it to bring nothing. So I'm just like, I'm just trying to watch the game. I ain't trying to eat, drink, nothing. Let me just watch the game. But I ain't had nothing. So he was like, nah, you know, we're going to make it an awkward situation. So I just went back.
Wait, who told you you couldn't come through if you didn't bring nothing? Saeed did?
My homie.
That's fucked up, man.
Nah, it wasn't me. I told him, I was like, yeah, I don't mind if you come through, but I was at my boy's crib, and mind you, you got to realize, like, I'm inviting somebody to his crib that he don't know. I can't just be like, yeah, that's my homie, you feel me? Like, just let him through, especially if he was just like, you know, everybody got to bring something, because it was, ended up being a few people there. Like, we had a good amount of food and stuff, but I just wasn't trying to put put anybody in an awkward position the night of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It ain't your shit.
You should.
Yeah.
You should have stopped by the BP dog and picked up a pack of peanuts or some shit.
Some nachos, yo.
Man, I ended up.
Nah, they was probably like.
Alone.
They probably want a DM to bring in. They probably want a DM to bring like $100 bottle or something. Man.
Nah, not man, even.
I ended up watching that shit in the basement alone with a not your father's root beer. Fell asleep.
Oh man.
I woke up like, who the fuck won a Super Bowl?
And to make it worse, the Super Bowl was whack too, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
This dude drank an alcoholic root beer and passed the fuck out. In his
hey, that shit good. I don't even fuck what you say. That shit good.
No, that shit's good.
Yeah, I think good. TB just advanced.
Oh, he did?
So, I'm playing JSD.
He said he was calling then, in.
Ron, you got Kevin Bradley. Tank plays Fern.
Oh, shit.
And then Larry plays EA.
He said, oh, shit.
Now his little receiver Kevin Stone went for like
oh my god yo.
13 and 800 yards on the last game.
Number 17, right?
Yeah, yo, the
yeah.
white dude, yo.
Yo, he killed me. It was on all corner routes, so I'm had a game plan ready for the corner routes, but at the same time, yo, that little white boy is cold.
Yeah.
That's a cold little white boy. What makes it worse is his name is Kevin Stone. They gave him the Kevin. You remember Kevin Curtis? That fast white boy that used to be your man?
Yeah.
They gave him his face. EA is cheap, bro. They have this same face more from like 8 years ago. Like when you draft someone. It'll be like a Mark. It'll be like a Tim Tebow, Jared Lauren face, Jared Allen face. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, them niggas is cheap. They have the same faces for everybody, bro.
We got some people in the league that's got the same faces. I bet.
Every
it's like more face.
You got niggas with bald heads. You line them up in the game, they got full dreads.
Love that dreads.
You know what I'm saying? Them niggas
you got
full dreads.
That look like, you got quarterbacks that look like defensive tackles and shit. They
for real, man.
In their picture.
You got like a Dwayne Robertson, more face. You like a 150-pound receiver with dreads. Like, come on, bro.
You.
Yo, who won?
Y'all hear me?
You.
That's
EA.
Hello?
I think that's who the fuck, who is this?
Oh, it's KB. What's up, y'all?
Oh, shit, what's up, man?
Oh!
Yeah, I heard
oh,
the talk about
shit,
my man.
KB.
So I had to call in.
Talk your shit, KB.
Talk about my man Kevin Stone, man. I had to call that. Yo, that boy's a glitch, man. Yeah, y'all already know it. That boy, he is. He got crazy speed and he run people over. I'm surprised nobody ain't seen him in a draft. Cause I
he like to be
running people over.
Oh yeah, he remind me of a mix of Wes Walker and Jesus. Nice.
Yeah, he's something else, man. I was like, wow. But that draft that I got him in, I got like a whole lot of good players that draft. That was the draft before TB took everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for TB took down near the whole first round.
Right?
Hey, TB be having every single draft pick from 1 to 15 every single year, bro.
Yo, look, you know some shit where you already got your first two picks picked already, and you post this shit. Like yo, like, all right, this is who I'm taking already. So, you know, like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
And it's quarterback won MVP.
TB be having their whole life story when he drafting too, bro. That should be cracking me up. He be like, yo, let me tell you about this nigga's traits. Like, he grew up in a single parent home.
Yo, what you get off?
He used to hop over a fence when he was 8 years old.
Yeah, I'm going to call y'all back.
This nigga TB be having his whole life story on these niggas. He be like, yo, Ron, I'm telling you, there's this receiver. Yo, he was raised in a single parent home. He used to have to hop fences on the way home. He was bullied when he was little. But that's why he got, you know, when you see that grade, that means he's 93 acceleration. So with that, I be like, shut up, nigga.
His fucking quarterback won MVP. His running back won Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I can't even lie. I got nothing but hate for TB, yo. Because that nigga team be so – his draft be so crazy, yo. But you got to give him credit, though. He be on it. I think he might be the best GM since Mav came – since Mav left.
Man,
he the best GM.
Ass.
He know how to get that XP, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga be juicing. He be like – I need 13 and a half catches to get to that career milestone for the first season. So what I'm going to do is he'd be like, so I'm going to get that half a catch late in the game, but I'm going to go against the AP. And come on, man.
Nah. We ain't going to bring the AP game. We ain't going to bring the AP.
Hey, him and EA been at each other's neck, bro. They've been calling each other out for everything.
Hell yeah. I actually watching that shit with my eyes, like, staring like,
yo, I ain't win shit.
So Kevin Bradley versus Ron, wow. It's going to be a good game. We got EA versus Larry in the wild card.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to have to get off the call because I'm about to go grab something to eat.
All right,
fellas.
That's
right,
all right, bro.
Hey, who said
all right,
fat boy?
That was
Cody. That was fucked up.
All right, bro. All right, bro.
Y'all fucked up, man. Hey, these playoff matches is fire, bro. Good Lord. You got EA in the fucking wild card? JSD? Me? Oh, my God. KB just beat my dumb ass like 4 weeks ago? Yo, this is going to be a crazy wild card.
Yeah. Remember, everybody's got a stream in the wild, in the playoffs.
And then the thing is, like, if you look at it, if you really look at it, like, Larry versus EA is huge.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
That is a huge game. And no offense to Saeed, but I think he's good, but I think Jeremy's going to get him. And I think Tank's going to get FJ. But them other two matchups is damn near like conference championship matchups, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Me and KB and then Larry and EA, like in the wild card, bruh.
Yeah. Oh shit! I'm glad I got my bye.
Yep.
Hey Cody, Hey Cody, if I were you, bro, I would literally be rooting for Larry, dude. Because if Larry beats EA, you probably gonna win the AFC. Not probably. I think you will win the AFC.
Fern in the fucking playoffs. Oh shit!
Yeah, man. Well, Fern made the playoffs, though. Twice this Madden.
Hey, this nigga TB came out off the bench firing. God damn, I didn't even know you was on the phone.
See,
yeah, KB, your boy Fern, they got the playoffs twice this Madden, man.
This nigga TB came out of nowhere.
You let him on the phone or on the call, didn't you?
I don't know these numbers. Fuck. Nigga Sam called in with a 111111111. You think you might know who that is?
He
chill out of here, bro. Nigga Sam called in on some other shit. Nigga TB came out of nowhere, firing.
This nigga got all the awards.
Yeah, I know he did. He earned them too.
He earned
them too. Nigga be XP chasing like a motherfucker. TB XP chasing that. TB.
Yeah, I'm right here. What's good, man?
Why you be XP chasing like that?
Yeah, nobody XP chasing, man. Well, that's three games I had. I still had a whole 14, another 13 games I had to play, man. So you can't call it for XP chasing when I had 16 games to play. I had three AP games. Those three games ain't give me all my XP like that for the whole year, bro.
You got about half of it in three games.
Nah, man. Wide receiver was still getting an award, regardless.
How many XP basis points did that get him by getting the receiver of the year? That's three basis points on the dollar, BP. Let me tell you something about this boy. So when you get the XP.
Nah, man. He only got a. He's sitting at 2,000 points right now, man.
Oh my god, dude. Jesus.
Nah, man. Y'all act like this last Madden or the old Madden, bro. But you getting, 15, 30, 40,000 racks, man, for getting awards. Like, you ain't get this type of XP like that, bro. Like,
I hear you.
If this is last Madden, bro, with a quarterback, bro, you'd be sitting on 40 racks for winning an MVP. I'm sitting there 2,000 points for my quarterback. That's it. XP is, that's it. 2,000. Like, well, I got like 2,300 on a dot.
Damn.
It's a decimal.
But this that's about
nigga,
it.
Man. This nigga here. This nigga XP.
Who else ain't called in that's in the playoffs?
Hmm?
Who else ain't called in that's in the playoffs?
We need to get Larry on the phone with EA, man. Because did KB already sign out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think KB signed out already. Yeah.
Oh, I want to talk about shit, man.
Fern didn't call in yet. Tank didn't call in. Who else?
You know Fern can't call
Jeremy
in.
Jeremy didn't call in.
You know for damn sure Jeremy ain't going to call in. You know what Jeremy's doing right now. He had Red Lobster feeding Cheddar Bay biscuits to his broad.
Hell no. Might go home and rub them feet.
Yeah, he out here rubbing feet.
Yeah, he going for the day. They probably ain't playing tomorrow. They already on the post. I mean, for the Meriden. So that's one game that ain't get played tomorrow. This nigga Tank then posted an L Green photo with Denzel Washington. Let us stay together.
Yeah. Yo, Tank's most improved though, for sure, by far.
Oh, he definitely is. Tanky, I saw a couple of streams. I was like, Tank got his read down, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Tank been on it, bro. The last two seasons in this league and in another league, I seen him in about a month or so ago, man. So Tank been playing well recently. He got that quarterback. Now he's set.
Oh, he's set. Yeah, he be balling though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it took all
he
I had
figured
to
it out.
Beat him. I had to come back. I had to come back and beat him from some crazy shit.
Nah, Tank just choked that game, man. That was a game that Tank should have won, but he made some bonehead decisions in the game.
So, I mean, he had he had his running back wide open in the flats. I hit-sticked him, usered with my safety, caused a fumble, and then he had his wide receiver open on a corner route, and I baited him into a pick. So, I mean, that's not really – I mean,
No. I ain't going to let you paint that picture, my dude. Let's be real.
What are you saying?
He would have never had to throw the ball on that screen if he didn't get the holding call before that. But
oh yeah, I know
one
that.
Argument.
No, I mean, but I had
one argument.
Calls. I had holding calls earlier.
Here's the thing: the one argument I don't like about it was a user hit stick, and he fumbled. That means nothing.
It was
unless
a user
you
hit
tell
stick.
Me. Okay, but I'm telling you, that means nothing unless you tell me the running back carry, his traits, your user hit power.
It was like his second string or third string running back, though. So
but here's
doubt,
the thing.
Doubt, and it was Eric Berry.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what Noah's calculating. He probably did that to you, too.
He did.
So it's
he
still
work.
Luck of the draw. It's still luck of
he
the draw.
Work.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's always like, oh, I got to use. You should have fumbled. I got to use a hit stick. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, I got, if I have a 93 hit power safety on a 95 carry running back and he fumbles, that's an EA gift. You feel me?
Well, I know
that's
what you're
EA
saying,
gift.
But I'm saying that running back didn't have nowhere close to that carry, and that was Eric Berry, who has pretty high hit power on
man,
that
Man, Berry
on that
got
hit.
High hit power like that, man.
I don't think
he got
like
mid-80s of them.
It's like,
not high 80,
it's like 87, 88.
For Barry?
Yeah.
You must have juiced
check,
that
man.
Shit. He basically
is
going to safety on the game.
No. I mean, he got like, you know, mid, like low to mid hit power. But, I mean, I wouldn't say high 80. I would give him low to mid, like in the 80s, but not like close to 90.
And that's always my thing when people are like,
and
are you right about fumbling three
too.
Times? But people be like, why are you mad you fumbled three times? Like, it was a clean hit stick every time.
Yeah,
but I got the same thing. Be like, yeah, but I got the same thing. So if I have three hit sticks, you act like you're the only one doing that shit. You know what I'm saying?
How do you tackle though? Because do you usually tackle with the hit stick button?
And that's
like,
I mean,
tackle
not
with
me.
The hit
yeah.
stick button.
Because you,
I tackle with the hit
I
stick button.
I tackle
with
experts.
You had him squared up, and honestly, you were in the position where you had to hit stick.
Yeah.
Because you were down, like, you should have hit stick. But that's the thing, is like, if you get it, I should get it too. That's always my thing. But whatever. You won the game.
It balances out. It evens out, man, like, over time.
It
like,
doesn't, though.
You get them. It just doesn't maybe in big games for you, but it does in other games where you're like
no.
you're winning, but you're still getting Madden still going in your favor by giving you fumbles and shit.
Shit, I don't get fumbles, man. I got like three fumble recoveries in a year. I mean,
you said you
I
don't
got
hit
more,
stick,
I got, but no, I mean, I hit stick. I just don't be. I mean, like, you know, I'm smart with my hit sticks. I'm not about to sit there and like, you know, if it's one on one and you know it's a chance that you might possibly make a move, I'm not gonna go for the hit stick. I'm gonna go for the wrap tackle, or I'm gonna try to stitch up for his stick. You know, basically, I'll go dive at the legs. You know, and like maybe my guy, like, you know, I guess like a try hold you up and then I come with his stick. But I'm not gonna just go for a clean hit stick. You know, one on one and I may whip and you know give up the big play.
The only reason he fucked up is because he was still in field goal range. He should have won that game. Because he didn't have to throw the screen.
No, he didn't.
He was on like
the
38
or something.
Yeah, he still could have made a field goal. So that
all he had to do was just run the ball.
Yeah. But whatever. Good
team
find a way to win.
I'm out, guys. I'm out. Everybody, good luck in the playoffs. It's up the AFC. Y'all about to get your asses beat. And then whoever's playing the Super Bowl, of course.
Cody's trying to get his first Super Bowl bad, ain't he?
He won it, bro.
Nah, I gotta get him.
ATB, you see how they did that slick shit and sent Roger over to the NFC?
Yeah, I know. They smart, bro. But I mean, I ain't worried about it, you know.
That was some slick shit.
I didn't know how good he was. I knew he was decent. I didn't know how good he was. Like, I didn't know he was that good.
You didn't know he was that good? You said he won a Super Bowl in the other league.
Exactly.
Yeah, but all those fools were horrible.
Hey, but you
oh my God, that's
so basically.
That's the gayest shit ever. The NFC playoff roster is better than the AFC playoff roster, and y'all sent maybe the best dude in the AFC to the NFC. That's some thirsty shit, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good, though. I mean,
It's all good, but it's still kind of crazy. Man.
They think we ain't got no ballers over here, bro. So I mean,
would they think?
It's all good.
Oh, you have me and JSD in the wild card. What are you talking about? That's the craziest matchup, dude.
Yeah, I mean, dude walked right into a team that fits the scheme too, bro. That's the fucked up part. He got gifted a team that basically fits his playing style perfectly. He got a running back that kills in the flats. You know, he got a jump ball receiver for one on one plays. And you know, dude be taking underneath route all game if it's sitting there. Like if you give it underneath, you're gonna take it underneath.
I mean, I don't think he's gonna win the NFC, but I'm just saying, I don't think in any situation that would be like us being like, oh, the NFC is better. We gotta send JSC to the AFC. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why would we ever do that shit?
That's true.
Shit is whack, bro. That's whack. And if he beats
you, man,
I
know
one thing, you're gonna be hot.
Yeah. Man, I know one thing though, man. I know my fucking my O line better get them fucking holding calls. That should be pissing me off, bro. It'd be like at the most inopportune time, 3rd and inches, my niggas falling down, and let's go call that holding right quick.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, I know, bro. I know. That's what I said. So, like, now, I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, in each year, bro, I've had mass turnover on O-line. Like, I've only had, you know, one or two starters that's been there since the beginning, and that's been Bakhtiari and Warford. Other than that, you know, I've been playing the offensive lineman, Carrazzo. First year, you know, I had, like, 3 O-linemen retired. And then I drafted this dude Headley, so he's been at left tackle now, so he's sitting on balance. And, you know, he's like, you know, I guess pretty high 90-something for all blocking, so he shouldn't be getting called too often. Then last year I traded 2 offensive linemen in a trade last year with Gronk and stuff, so I picked up some offensive linemen in the draft. So, like, now I got the whole O-line at least on balance or discipline, so hopefully that turns down the amount of holding calls I get, because, like, I'll be getting called 2 or 3 times a drive for holding.
It's bad. It's worse when you run the ball. And like, why
true,
should you
but I mean,
penalize? It's but look at it like this. Like, if you have strong corners and you press a lot, you're gonna get that defensive holding call. Like, why should I get penalized?
You will get called only if their discipline is low. Like that's like I've noticed that when I had Josh Norman at cornerback, he wasn't getting called for that holding call. It was my younger guy. So, like, now, you know, now my entire secondary, you know, they're all undisciplined. So I'm getting called, you know, every game 2 or 3 times for defensive holding. And it'd be on critical drives, like, or critical plays where, like, I'll make a play or I get a sack or
but
something.
That shit happens.
It never fails.
Like, defensive holding off the line is called, like, once every 4 games for a team in the NFL. Like, that shit is rare.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, with discipline, it should be – like PI or something, that's called a lot, but defensive holding off the line?
Yeah. The only time I see pass interference call, bro, is like when you throw a pass and that cornerback somehow just basically grabs the wide receiver down the field, you know, and like kind of stops him from running at the ball. Other than that, I've never seen PI called in this game. Like, I've never seen a call beside that little animation. Or like, you know, you blatantly just tackle the guy before he catches the ball. Other than that, PI don't get called in this game. But, you know, you see players just completely get rerouted. Like, I'm 15 yards in the field about to run a post route. But because your linebacker's sitting in the fucking yellow zone, he's just sitting there, you know, I guess kind of straight from side to side. But he's completely rerouting my wide receiver off his route. And they don't call shit.
Dad,
you be like, you know, you
talking about me?
No, not you. I mean, something in general, bro. Like it's, you know, if a linebacker's in zone, bro, and you got a wide receiver or somebody running a route in the area, 9 times out of 10, if it's a route, it's like a double move route or something, he's getting rerouted, you know, 9 times out of 10. So, like, that completely changes everything. Like, you know, your reads are fucked up. So, like, now, you know, your play completely broken because you can't make the same read you was expected to make.
I don't like when... My biggest pet peeve with, like, play calling right now is when I'm on defense and I'll check, like, a flat or purple deep or to the first down marker, and then we'll get baited by the flat. It's like I'm trying to give up the flat. If I didn't want to give up the flat, I wouldn't have checked them. Like,
yeah,
I'd be getting corners thrown over my head. Like, when I be fucking checking everybody deep and putting them in purples and shit, he should not even pay attention to that flat.
Yeah, see, like, that's what I haven't figured out what caused that shit yet. Like, you know, when you, for example, I know the cornerback's coming, so I'm like, fuck it. I'll put the cornerback to man, and I'll put that one safety on the open side of the field to a corner route.
Yeah.
I got a slot, you know, my fucking nickel cornerback's in press, so, you know, the guy gets pressed. But somehow my cornerback, I mean, the safety still gets beat on the corner. I'm like, dude, you got one job. Be sitting there for the fucking corner route. Like, you got one job. Be at the corner route. How you got beat when, you know, the fucking receiver got pressed to help you out? So, like, you know, you shouldn't be getting beat on shit like that. But somehow Madden, bro, I guess they make the AI do stupid shit, I guess, once the ball snaps. Like, he takes unnecessary steps or...
If they want to do that, that's cool, and that makes sense. It should... But just take the zone checks. I check my zone every play, whether it's underneath, first down, or deep. You know what I'm saying? So if I check a purple deep, like in real football, like y'all know real football, you will give up a 4-yard flat right on first down.
Yep.
You will give that up all day. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to. Like, you can't take everything away. But it's like, I don't like when I check everything deep, and then you run a flat in a corner, and this nigga just biting all on the flat. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Right, but what makes it worse is, like, let's say you know the corner route coming, so fuck it. You put a linebacker on a flat, or, like, you personally use the flat, and then you put your cornerback that's covering the corner route on a purple or something, and somehow they both still get beat. Like, you know, the flat still pulls that, you know, that the flat still pulls that purple zone under, you know, enough to, you know, to let the receiver get open. Like, I that's what I don't understand on that. Like, you know, if I'm putting enough zones in the area to, you know, I guess to accommodate for everything, why is that one particular route still getting open? Like, I feel like the corner routes get open on man or zone this year. And, like, it's really fluky when
it's about the zone check, because if it's third and two, I'm going to check the zone short, you know what I'm saying, so that they'll play everything short. Like, in that case, I'll take the flat away and give up the corner.
Right.
But it's almost like you have to use their certain corner routes.
No, you do.
For them to
play.
With.
for example, like, the fucking last playoffs, you know, I won a Super Bowl, but basically, I fucking baited everybody, you know, those sideline routes, but basically, I got somebody in man coverage, you know, covering, you know, like they're playing man coverage, covering the wide receiver around the corner route, but I'm manually covering the flat, you know, like I'm giving you the flat, but I'm also kind of, you know, staying far as a way to kind of, I guess, discourage, you know, that corner route, you know, giving, I guess helping the cornerback out enough where, you know, he's going to get beat, but I'm at least over there to, hey, you know what, let me not throw this route because, you know, somebody over there using it.
Yo,
but basically, if it's all AI, you know, you get beat. Like, you can't trust your cornerback, you know, unless you get some kind of fluky animation where basically they jump the corner route in man coverage. That's the only time I've seen a corner route, you know, get stopped is when your cornerback jumps in the man coverage, whether it's press or all. I've yet to see zone properly stop a corner route, you know, unless it's just some fluke miracle. Otherwise, you know, if it's a purple zone, it's getting beat by the corner route because something underneath is going to definitely pull it under regardless.
And that
makes covering corner route, you know, I mean, really hard this year because, like, basically, you know, I don't want to keep playing man coverage, you know, but it seems like man coverage is the only way to get lucky on a corner route or, you know, you manage. It is what it is. I mean, it's what you got to deal with. So hopefully they improve that, you know, from Madden 17.
Nah, you know what I fucking hate? I hate that fucking, that short out route from the tight formations. You can't stop them, sis.
Oh,
you can't. You can't.
No, hold up. TB, first of all, before you say that, let's just first acknowledge the fact that outside release out is a glitch. It is. You have to literally go out of your way to stop that shit. I know people that throw that shit all game. You could have a purple, a blue. That outside release out is a glitch. So you can patch it up and cover it, I'm sure, but it's still a glitch.
I mean, yeah, it's beyond effective, but this is how I've learned how to stop it, you know. You know, it is, because I mean, like, no, like if you playing press man, he getting beat. But you know, like today,
bro, you playing press man zone, that shit don't matter. You got to play.
Nah, dog, bro, your boy Tink pick six, JSD at the goal line. Like dude ran that shit from strong close, that the Atlanta double out. Tink was an off man. His guy reacted to pass me and throw it and jumped into position. So like if it's off man, the guy will jump it 9 times out of 10. But you know, you still, I mean, I would still throw like a fucking shallow blue or a linebacker blue to just kind of cover underneath that, in case that wide receiver, you know, gets open, there's something else kind of, you know, I guess.
It's a glitch.
Yeah.
I feel like if you run that route out of like three or more formations during the game, like, you know what the glitches are. So that route is a glitch, period.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yo.
Because
yo.
What happens is, like, when he takes that outside release,
your player steps like back out. 9 times out of 10.
Yo.
Yeah.
You hear me?
But look, what's most fucked up about it is that particular route is damn unstoppable when you're strong and close, because you got to count for the quick toss and strong close. That particular route, you still got the fucking, that trail route and strong close. So, like, you know, strong close is when that particular route is most effective, because you're not really sure what the fuck is coming in strong close. Like, I mean, I think that makes strong close one of the most dangerous, I guess, formations on this Madden, because, like, you got so many options.
But that's why you, hey, JSD, I'm sorry, TB, you got to admit, that's why you run it out of that formation, though. Like, that's the thing. I ain't glitch chasing. You know that's a glitch, and you know the glitch runs that complement it. That's why you run that shit. I don't run that shit.
No, I don't.
You
really, don't run that route. Nah, though, I don't really run strong close.
Oh, my.
I'm barreling strong close mainly because you can't flip your run without swapping the whole play over. So like my thing is I'm not gonna limit myself to being okay, shit. He got the open side of the field, so let me go ahead and save my whole defense to this side, because probably a quick toss is coming. You know, I've almost started running tosses altogether this year, because basically, you know, people know it's coming, and you know it's easier to stop now. Like, you know, once you've gotten used to the toss, it's easier to stop. So I'm not gonna sit there and limit, you know, my play calling ability. So, yeah, you know, I'll run strong close here and there, you know, every now and then, but, you know, that's not one of my stable formations. You know, I'm in shotgun, you know, 9 times out of 10, or I'm in single back,
Cody run that outside release out of, like, 4 different formations, dude. That should be funny.
Oh, no, yeah, I mean, I have that particular route in, you know, a couple formations, but, you know, it's not one of my main routes. I mean, you know, if it's open,
that's what I'm saying.
It's always a fine line
between, like, if niggas want to break the game, it will be very boring. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I feel like you and our league is trying to break
here,
the game.
Yeah, so I'm not out here running that route, you know, 5-6 times a game. You know, I might run like once or twice if that. You know, I've completely stopped. Like I said, I've almost completely stopped calling toss plays. You know, I might run one on the goal line here and there. You know. But I mean, I'm not trying to sub in Dre Archer too much in the game. You know, I want to keep my star running back in the game as much as possible. You know, I put Dre in just to, you know, give him a break here and there. So, for me, tosses are kind of irrelevant at this point.
Who else we got on?
Yo, got him.
Who?
Greg.
Oh shit.
Greg.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Take my ass. What's up, Greg?
It was good.
You just beat DM's ass?
Man, that was a straight off vacation little gift for DM.
I like when people get their ass kicked and admit they got their ass kicked and leave it at that. That's honorable in Madden. Because, you know, every other time.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the last few times I got my ass kicked, I was like, I got my dumb ass killed, y'all. Because it's very whack to be like, well, who's 3rd and 7, and he ran that outside release out and got 7.5 yards, and he broke a tackle, so he won the game. And, nah, man, you lost. You lost, bro. I respect that, DM.
I mean, I did complain a little bit about my quarterback being out.
About that.
Yo, DM, bro, you want Logan Thomas, bro? Send me like 2 firsts, bro. We can talk turkey.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, bro, Logan's a franchise quarterback, bro.
You gonna get your 2 firsts with somebody else? You know, y'all.
Nah, I'm good, bro. I ain't making no trades right now, man. I like my little nucleus.
Huh? My bad, Joe.
I got like one early round pick this year. I got a second. Other than that, I'm not trading. I'm good right now. I'm gonna let my team develop from where they at. I gotta find me a safety though, cause I don't like my safety situation.
Yeah, the playoff match is set, right?
Yeah, everything is set already. I already posted the matchups and everything, so we just waiting for the games to kick off.
Ain't nobody playing today?
KB told Ron he could play at 9:30, so he's waiting on Ron to reply to him. Other than that, Tank and Fernando might potentially play. I know Saeed and JSC are not playing tomorrow, so.
Yo, watch Tank win and Fern gonna have like 85 complaints.
bro. Fern has beat some people that I thought he would have actually lost to this year, man. So that should be an interesting matchup.
You ever seen Fern play?
Yeah, I played him. I mean, I beat him by a couple of scores, but it was difficult.
Yeah,
nah, I mean, I don't know.
He's gonna throw a what's that shit?
Four verticals.
Yeah, the four verticals. He's gonna throw that shit about 70% of the game.
Yeah, I know, bro. Bruh, this nigga tight end. Nah, dog. This dude tight end was destroying my coverage, bro. I was like, bro, I can't stop this damn tight end. Like, this dude tight end's a savage, man.
I was mad as hell playing that game. Like, I should not be this close with Fern.
Nah, man, Fern shot somebody out a couple weeks ago, 24-0, but I mean, I think it was Nega, so I mean, I guess that don't count too much. I'm gonna hit this practice field with my team, get some drills in.
Yo, let's lab, man. I need a lab, man.
Hey, great.
Yo.
Don't touch Harris, man. Leave him where he at.
I'm going to leave him, man, but I'm going to see. I don't like my rookie right now, man.
Ooh, what rookie are you talking about?
Some rookie corner that, you know what I mean, I had to start right now. Some nigga named Godfrey, I think.
A cornerback?
Yeah.
Bruh, I'm trying to, no, I can't, I hate trying to, I guess, put XP on a running back, because, like, shit just costs so much, bruh. Like, I want to fucking get this nigga spin move up, but it's, like, next to impossible. So, I'm just sitting there, like, low-key turning my dude into a fucking wide receiver out the backfield, because, like, everything else is impossible to increase.
I told you, you got baby Deuce McAllister over there.
Oh, he's nice, but I mean, dude, like right now, he's sitting on 80 catching, 80 catching traffic, 77 route running. I mean, I got some XP to put on this route running, so I might just go ahead and put that up over 80. That or, you know, go get an injury rating up from 81.
Oh my gosh.
Who the fuck?
They got Excel spreadsheet and shit.
Somebody got some theme music? What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, my bad. I was at the gas station, dude bumping and shit outside the whip. You heard that shit?
Yeah.
These hood ass niggas out here, bro. Gas station sound like the club. I'm gonna tell y'all like this, bro. We need to get these playoffs cranked out quick.
Yeah, that's your boy.
I might just like it would be better for me to play tomorrow night, but I might run mine tonight, man.
Is he looking for you?
Huh?
He looking for you? I think he's trying to schedule it for tonight anyway. Okay, KB.
That's what I'm saying. It would be better for me to play tomorrow night, but I ain't finna be gay like that. You know, these dudes in the playoffs be like, I had 7.5 hours of sleep last night. I need 8.75. I'm going to get that tonight. Then I'm going to get off tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? I need to be in the right frame of mind. Larry be like that. I didn't have my Taco Bell or Case of Lupa before the game, so I ain't going to win.
Hey, bro.
You can run that shit.
Nasty as fuck.
Man, you don't rush the shit, man.
Nah, man. That shit weak. You shouldn't have to be in ideal conditions to win a Madden game, bro. This ain't that serious.
I don't mean ideal, but you feel like you should play tomorrow, so play the ball.
Like me, bro. I know for a fact I'm not playing Madden again. I'm not playing Madden again when I wake up, you know. Wake up in the morning to play a game, like, you know, I'm just not prepared to actually be thinking about a fucking video game that early, bro. So, like, for me, I play terrible just waking up. So, I'm not playing Madden again waking up. I'll wait till I've been up for a few hours, you know, I'm aware of my surroundings and shit, what's going on.
Y'all right. I'm talking about when it's like you got to work tonight and you got to work tomorrow night. You're going to get off at the same time. But you, like, I haven't gone through my Madden rituals to be able to fully get my mind right. Obviously, when you first like
I
ain't running that shit.
Yeah.
Some of these
like
niggas
that,
be
I mean,
superstitious
like, I don't care
about and
that,
shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
Nah, but I mean, like,
it's
you
mad,
know, if I'm getting off at the same time both nights and I'm available to play, then you know I'll play then. You know, fuck all that ritual shit. You know, but like if I'm like again, like I said, if I'm literally just waking up, I'm not playing Madden again, bro. Like that, I got a bad track record for you know just waking up and to go play a game of Madden. I haven't won yet, so I'm not doing that shit no more.
Yeah, I suck from doing that shit. Yeah, but I, you know, some of these dudes be trying to get their rabbit's foot out before they playing shit. Just run the game.
I mean, this should be a good playoff, though, man. I'm intrigued to see, I guess, what happens to this wild card, because that's going to determine a lot of shit, because right now, I don't know
especially
who
in the
AFC, on.
Dude. Like, if check this out, though. If EA gets put out in the first round, there's no one in the AFC that's won a Super Bowl yet.
That's true. But, I mean, at the same time, though, I mean, Tank Kite, bro, is actually playing well, bro. Like, that, I'm pulling up him as the dark horse of the AFC. You know, he's been playing really well.
Cody would beat the shit out of him. Like, when Cody came from behind to beat him, I know he did get some shit. But when Cody turned it on and started passing, dude didn't have a clue. He didn't have a prayer, dude.
Yeah.
It was over.
I mean, that's
I think
true,
the
though, but
got,
you know, the playoffs.
The playoffs is different, but you got to think of it
like
this.
Yeah, like the games play different.
Yeah. It's still different, though. Like,
but, yeah.
The NFC,
but,
got,
yeah, yeah,
the NFC got more proven winners, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if EA gets put out, then – there ain't no one in the AFC that's ever won a Super Bowl, ever.
I can't believe shit.
Yeah, that's true. So, right now, Cody's biggest target is going to be either EA or Ganem. I mean, Cody did beat Ganem a few weeks back, but, I mean, you know, it's playoffs. So yes. It's gonna be, you know, who execute, who makes, you know, makes the least amount of mistakes.
Man, I wish we had some other people call in, man. Can't nobody really talk their shit. I want people to be on here talking shit. TB, talk your shit, man. You gonna win it all?
Nah, man, I don't know. I'll know for sure.
You did the division round panel who I play. You don't know?
Hey, bro.
You never said he don't know.
Hey, bro. I'm taking it one game at a time, man. I ain't getting too overconfident. We 15-1. You know, we got the first seed, so I'll worry about the Super Bowl if I get there. Right now, I'm worrying about, you know, seeing who I play for the divisional round.
This nigga sound like Drew Brees in the press conference. God damn, what you getting political for, bro? The hell is that?
Hey, bro, I ain't about to go jinx myself.
That nigga said,
we gonna take it one.
That nigga said, God is good. God is good. So, you know, if things are meant to line up, if things are meant to line up,
yeah,
like,
you
know, things.
Nigga,
you
sound
like Ray Lewis.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Like, I'm gonna keep that approach, bro.
If it's in God's will, it'll be. If the stars align, it's going to be good. But, you know, I need the help of my teammates. It's a team game. So what we're going to do is, nigga, shut up. You know you finna shut up when that shit.
Oh, yeah, of course, bro. I mean, I'm trying to win it all, bro. But, you know, I mean, I ain't saying I'm going to win it all. I mean, you know, I'm going to try to get there.
Oh, my God.
Talk that shit, man.
You playing games.
Nah, bro.
I
want to shit talk. I ain't giving none of y'all motherfuckers no ammo, bro. Look. I got a big enough target on my back. I ain't giving y'all no more ammo to play any better than what y'all playing. So fuck that shit. I'm gonna keep my ass humble.
Yeah, cause you've been on the fucking. You've been in the crosshairs the past few weeks. I think you shell shocked still. EA been coming for your head for them AP stats.
What's all good, bro? If you get to the Super Bowl and I get there, trust me, I'm gonna talk my shit then. Put my foot up his ass.
Okay.
Damn, that's what I'm trying to hear, bro.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what we want to hear, bro.
We beefing on Madden, but yeah, I mean, you know, if we both get there, then yeah, I'll talk my shit then. But until then, you know, I ain't got no beef with nobody right now, bro. I'm just trying to keep my team healthy and win these games, you know, one game at a time.
Wow.
I know one thing though, yeah. I'm about to for sure spread the rock around though. So now that the regular season is over with, I'm gonna go ahead and get Elshon Jeffrey involved in the offense for the playoffs like I did last year.
So what's the difference? You was trying to get that XP in the regular season?
No. Fucking everybody out there just double up on Elshon. So shit, if you're going to double up on Elshon, I'm going to take the one-on-one with everybody else. So if you want to continue to cover my best receiver, then yeah, you know, I'm going to take what's there. I got a 6'4 wide receiver. I got, you know, I got some tight ends. Still got Paul Richardson. So, I mean, I got some weapons on the team. I'm just hoping that, you know, now that I've gotten
this nigga
to
got media
training. You know,
that nigga basically said that in the regular season he was sports feeding so he can get his XP right, but now it's playoff time, he can play for real. You know that's what he said, DM. You know that's what he said.
Hey, bro, go look at the last game, bro. I had 17 completions with my backup quarterback. He was 17 for 19.
I made those terrible
catches. I didn't tell you to spread the ball around in the playoffs. You said you wanted to do that shit. You said it's a big difference. Now it's time to actually give people the rock, which leads me to believe that you was force feeding. Shit. I ain't surprised, though.
I mean,
it paid off. All your rookies is nice now.
Yeah.
You
done, I'm still a bit salty that I couldn't really develop my cornerback because I don't keep my little fucking five ten cornerback out there starting, bro. Like I couldn't really get the other cornerback, you know, involved like I wanted to. So I'm not gonna start him just yet. I'll try next year for that. But I mean, as far as offense goes, yeah. I mean, I got my QB and my wide receiver right. My tight end, they get no love. That rookie tight end, I really couldn't get him involved like that.
Hey, TB, did you see that website I sent you, bro? That Spike website.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that shit was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, bro. That double
amazing.
That double running back zone run shit was fire.
Boy.
I mean,
I'm gonna send DM that shit. DM, there's a website to where like this dude, he breaks down the X's and O's of, like, football, like, very, very well. Like, I was actually surprised. Like, he pretty much took, like, the, like, my whole little Spike U shit and went hella detailed with it. You know what I'm saying? But he's been doing it for years. He's real good. I'm going to send you that website. It's pretty dope. You know, y'all know Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, PFF? Yeah.
Yeah, so I emailed them because they was like, they're looking for people to break down games and shit. So
that's what's up.
I'm going to have to break down some All-22 shit for the next 4 weeks. I might be able to get on that site, though. That would be pretty dope. Because it's pretty much like,
yeah,
I watch All-22 shit all day, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna try to rip that shit. What they basically do for the audition process is give you one game per week that you got to break down. And then, like, whoever does it the best for 4 weeks gets to be on the team. But the problem is they don't tell you what the games are ahead of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's kind of salty right there. Like, you might be getting a little a garbage-ass game to break down.
You just can't prepare in advance, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to try to get down with that site. I think that would be dope. That site is dope to me, dude.
The fuck did you eat?
they basically want you to watch the All-22, and, like, they'll tell you to break down a game, a player, do analytics on it, just kind of see, like, how you think about it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
You're right, bro?
Yeah, man,
you
had a massive shit. God damn.
Hey, y'all good though? Y'all got anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, man. Let's have a fun, productive, you know, hopefully a relatively quick playoff this go around like we did last year. You know, hopefully everybody can play, you know, in a timely manner so we can get this shit rolling, man, and prepare for season 5.
For real.
Because
you got to realize that 75-80% of the league is waiting for this shit to get done. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, what? Like, so fucking what?
And, like, people – nah, that's important, though, because you got people who will just lose interest in Madden. I'm talking about from a person that has to have a full league. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, like, let's try
like
not
if
you know,
playoff, if your playoffs take a fucking week, people going to fucking
they
tap
shouldn't,
out.
Bro.
It's already
they
February.
I mean, you got at most four games for the first round, and then you know it gets lower and lower. So I mean, playoffs take but you know no more than 2-3 days tops, maybe 4.
I'm just saying, play a game so the rest of the league don't have to fucking sit around
tougher.
For a week. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this is the time you can chill out, get do some shit with life.
For real.
Trust me, I know.
Hey, I mean that's true, but I mean at the same time, you know, some people been done already, bro. You know, some people who's losing perpetually, bro. You know, they already kind of been chilling and doing shit with life. So you know, I mean, you got people who kind of ready, you know, I guess ready for that fresh start, that fresh vote of confidence that hey, you know, I can probably do something good this
year. I know,
time,
like a tink,
you know, with
like
the
a tink, for example. You know what I'm saying, or like a DM. Y'all two good users who probably got dicked a little bit this season. Y'all probably want to start this shit up immediately. But I'll tell you one thing that does feel good, like Dean is saying, when you ain't got no league games to play and you just chill, bruh.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got anything to do with
and be an accomplished, productive human being, adult.
You feel me?
Nigga, that shit feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, man, we out. So let's try to do a 24-hour advance and get this shit done by the weekend and draft this weekend. That's what I think a good look is.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think that's
yeah,
very.
I think I'm off this Saturday. Yeah, man, if we can get a Saturday draft, that'd be clutch.
For sure. All right, we out, y'all. Let's do another. We're gonna do another show before the Super Bowl.
All right.
I think y'all should comment under this little league page. The rest of the league, if y'all bored, who y'all think's going to make the Super Bowl. If I had to put my money on it right now, at the AFC, I would put, It's going to sound crazy, but I'm going to go EA because he's the only nigga that done it before. And out the NFC, it's going to be tough, bro.
I have no idea, dude.
The NFC is so crazy because you have, like, two niggas
got,
like me and JSD.
We got four guys that potentially can get to the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna say three
because I can't count him yet because he's still not accomplished enough yet. So I'm gonna say three, JSD, you know, you and me. That's it. You know, I'm not gonna put Roger, you know, Roger in that mix just yet until he's sure improve in the playoffs.
Man, I got Greg coming out the AFC. Fuck that, that nigga team stacked. That nigga team stacked.
Are you serious?
Let him know, DM.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna go ahead and give Greg some props too, bro. I mean, Greg, only person to actually beat me, and he beat me decisively this year, like pretty bad. Like it was a pretty bad game, you know. Which is why I say I'm not playing in the morning ever again. But you know, I got my ass.
Oh, yeah, he kicked your ass, yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. As I said, I'm not playing in the morning again, bro. Like I tried to play at night, but he wasn't able to play. So I'm like, yeah, I play in the morning, bro.
Hey man,
but yeah, never
hey,
again.
TV,
though.
TV.
Oh yeah, right. I got my ass beat. I got my ass beat.
That's what I was just about to say, bro.
Yeah, ain't no excuse. I got my ass beat, but I'm not playing another morning game again. I'm gonna play when I'm mentally prepared to get a good game at again.
CB, hold up. You act like this nigga played you in Abu Dhabi like it was 5 p.m. over there, my nigga. Come on now. That
hey,
nigga
bro.
Had the same sleep apnea you did the night before. Nigga ate the same pussy the night before. That nigga ate the same Popeyes the night before.
Nah, bro. I don't think he went to bed since I went to bed, bro. I went to bed at 5 and woke up for a 9:30, 10 o'clock
hey,
game. I don't know if he...
Man, I came from work at 8 a.m.,
but hey,
I came from work. I ain't had no sleep.
But, hey, I'm going to go ahead... I'm going to go ahead and put Greg in the Super Bowl for MC.
There's no excuses.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm saying. I'm putting you in the playoffs in the Super Bowl for the MC since, you know, my only loss this year came from you. So my vote was gone for Greg for the MC, the MC winner.
Wow.
And, as far as NFC, I mean, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Depends on matchups, you know. Madden fuckery, because you know it always seems with these fucking NFC games, it's gonna come down to a lot of fucking variables. So it's gonna be interesting. It's
bro,
these
Aaron
games
Greg,
always
team,
come down.
Greg, what team do you have, bro?
You got Steelers.
Dumb Steelers.
You have a bye?
Yeah, he got
yeah,
the bye.
I got bye. Yeah, I got bye.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so that means I'm
I didn't
gonna
know
relax.
He was that good. I'll be real with y'all. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, he went 13-3.
Don't sleep on that. Man.
I didn't play them shit. I don't know.
Man,
shit.
I don't think I played wrong this year. I don't think I played you at all.
Did you put him in the top five roster?
Yeah, he did put me.
Nah.
Oh, yeah,
did
last
he
year,
did?
Last
Still?
Year, yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a top five roster.
Yeah, I was number five.
Yeah, back when he had Jordy, I think it was Jordy Hopkins.
Calvin
or,
Johnson. Yeah, I had Calvin.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but see, like, you had like three very high rated wide receivers at one point in time. And then,
oh,
you know, that little crazy
trade rate me for Jordy. Oh, okay. He trade rated me for Jordy. I got you. I gave this nigga like Chris Conley in a first.
Yeah, you gave me Conley. Yeah, you gave me Conley. Yeah, yeah. Good looking, though.
Fuck you, man. That's some bullshit.
Nah,
but Jordy,
man.
I'm going to tell you why I made that trade for Jordy is because Jordy, I got Jordy because I panicked when, like, TB is one of them dudes. This dude got, like, four Daryl Greens out there. So I was like, I just need people that can win.
You know how you lose a game?
You know when you lose a game and you overreact? And you panic? You know what I'm saying? To make an impulse trade and start doing dumb shit? Yeah, that's what I did with Jordan.
Be like, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, but he said, you should have kept.
But Jordan
kept
can win
it.
Jordan. Hey, if you throw the ball early, Jordan's gonna beat everybody though. Jordan's good.
His speed just dropped. That's it.
Yeah. I mean,
it don't matter because
he's still a.
I'm just saying. I probably shouldn't have made that trade. I've been making some bad trades. Whatever. I'm still good. I think if you
use talking about
Jordan
the OBP
the right
or this, you talking about OBP or this year Madden BP?
This year Madden, I've been making some bad trades.
I think your worst trade was their running back trade. Like, you shouldn't trade their running back. That nigga Cousin was nice, bro. Like, when you traded him, I was like, oh shit, that was a dumb trade. Like, I thought you was getting like a legit, you know, a big power back that had like high acceleration and everything. So I didn't let a running back drop the trade.
Dog, the running back that I traded for has 89 strength. He has like 93 acceleration, but you cannot get around 86 speed regardless of what you do. Like,
you sure about
all
that?
Other shit can. I'm positive, bro.
Bruh, my running back at 86 speed. Tyler James, 86 speed, leading the league in rushing, almost back to back years. Like, dog, no, the speed thing is irrelevant, bro. I mean, like, you just gotta basically just you know, run to his strengths.
Man,
I mean, I'm not gonna run him outside.
Got fucking lineman got 99 block across the board. Yeah, that's just irrelevant.
Dude, he's slower than my quarterback though.
Yeah, I mean, that's true though, bro. But I mean, you know, if you got a guy with that type of, you know, with that type of strength, bro. I mean, that's his speed don't matter, bro. I mean, if you catch a pass on the backfield, or you know, if you get a hold, bro, I mean, he's gonna probably run through, you know, one, two people, and like, you know, if he got like, you know, good spin, good just stuff like that, I mean, basically you're one move away from breaking it. But yeah, you know, he might get ran down every now and then, but
okay,
you know,
but TB,
if you get
this
past
is what you don't realize. TB, he doesn't suck. He's got some rare skills, but I gave up a first and another good running back for him.
Oh well, yeah. That's okay, you know, your running back alone should have been more enough to get that running back. Like, when you give up that first and your running back, I was like, you know, I thought you'd get more in a trade, not just for that running back. Or I thought maybe it was a, you know, maybe a higher rated young running back, something like that.
Here's why I always trade first, because I had three, and I never know if I can make the draft, so I'd be dumb not to trade him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I
mean,
probably still
true.
Can't even make this next draft.
I never make drafts.
So, ain't sure I could do about that, but I think he'll
yeah,
be good
true.
If I use him the right way, but it just depends on how you use him.
Yeah, that's true, bro. Like I said, I mean, I've been working on, you know, I figure, look, I can't get my guy speed no faster than 86. So, like, speed just costs too much, and I'm too impatient to sit there and just stock his XP like that to get speed. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just go ahead and you know, put the XP on route running and catching, you know, shit like that. That way he's a more versatile running back. So he's not overly fast, but shit, you know, now he's a threat out the backfield and run the football. So I
but
think
the
it's just, you know,
trade
I can't make
it. Oh my God, that Conley trade is bad.
Yeah, you give up
Jordan,
a young guy Jordan, first for an older guy.
No, the nigga like plus 2,800 speed over Jordy. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, if you don't throw it to Jordy right when he gets out his break, it's over.
It's over.
But his route running is 99, so
that's not always true, bro, because, like, you know, I mean, we've all seen for years, though, bro. You know, these slow ass tight ends. Nah, bro. Cause like,
not,
no, like, bro, come on, like, hey, bro.
This nigga
T. Like, hey,
hold on, bro. Yo, why this nigga TB be trying to argue both sides of the fence like that, though, bro? He be like,
oh,
that's
I'm
a
saying,
terrible
saying,
trade.
Bro.
TB be like, that's a terrible trade. I'd be like, I know, I got trade bait. He be like, but if you use them the right way and if you think about it, really.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, look. I'm trying to make you feel better about the bad trade.
Oh, shit.
You ain't got to make
nah,
you
bro,
feel
I mean,
better,
yeah.
bro.
But nah, bro, nah. I mean, to me, it was a bad trade because, you know, you gave up a young wide receiver, you know, with Will, you know, with upside plus a first, you know, for a receiver that may possibly retire this year. That would make it a bad trade. Not the speed. It was the age difference. You gave up a young guy plus a first. So you basically gave up two very young people, you know, that contribute for a guy that, you know, maybe a one-year rental.
But Jordy, you just got to – like, I got a slow-ass veteran team, and, like, if I don't use Jordy the right way, he's going to be awful, bro. Awful. But his route running is 99, so, like, I think he's going to actually help me out at some point. But whatever.
Yeah, bro. Flat route.
I will always trade my first-round picks because I don't – if I have five first-round picks, I'll trade them all because I never know if I'm going to make it. Like, I can't tell you that I'm going to be available on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 p.m.
I mean, that's true, though, but at the same time, you know, sometimes, bro, I would say keep your picks, dog. I mean, the computer be picking up good players, like, you know, players, you know, players you might need, bro, down the line that you may not, you know, you may not think about, but shit, you know. You might need a deep tackle, and, you know, you go trade for one. Yeah, he's good, but, you know, maybe
fuck
that first round would have been, you know.
I'd rather have control over it. Fuck that.
He said, I ain't taking nothing with the computer.
There's always, like, a 60% chance I won't make the draft, so. And if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean.
Why would you have three first-round picks if you know you ain't going to make the draft? Well, I made one of those trades on accident. I made one of those trades on accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to give the nigga the picks for next year for this year and did it reverse. So I gave him my pick last year. So I really didn't have shit to lose. But that running back could be good, though. Jordy could be good. I've got to use him the right way.
True. All right, man. Let's see what game is getting ready to kick off tonight, if anybody's playing tonight.
Look like these niggas ducking.
Well, I mean like I said, the only person that said for sure they couldn't play was Jeremy. He said, you know, he's out for the night. He said that he won't be out. I guess he won't be back till late. So Saeed was like, well, I can play, I guess, after 6 tomorrow. So most likely that game will be after 6 o'clock tomorrow. Then Tank and Fern started the schedule, started, you know, chop it up, but they never set a time. So right now, I mean, nothing's been scheduled yet. We're just waiting.
Well, shit, we'll get it done. Anybody else got anything to say? Gonna sign out.
Nah, man. We good, man. Let's get this shit popping.
Let's get it popping, man. Get out y'all before Super Bowl. We out.
All right, man. Later.